When we realize that we are sinners, then we need a Savior. Perception again. And so, when you look at all those around you, the most important thing is to pray that somehow the Spirit of God will open their eyes that they may see. Open their heart that they may feel. And the day God does that, God changes them. Which is why you never win an argument by point upon point, line upon line. Because if a person has made up their mind, or their perception is thus far and no more, you will only succeed in having a good argument and debate, but no changes. The only change can come when the person suddenly is struck by something and it changes. Who in the world dares to debate Paul before he was born again? He was the world's best intellect. No one. Until one day Jesus appeared to him and Paul saw things differently. Then he changed perceptions. So, why is God interested in my feelings? Because when you're feeling down and you're feeling out, when you're feeling sad and you're feeling like a failure, it is only your perception. All the time God looks at you and says, "My God, this son of mine is a champion." That's what he thinks of the younger son. That's what he thinks of the older son. Because God's perception of you will give you a good feeling. If you like, he can give you goosebumps too. So the next time you're down and out, run to God. Because you may be seeing the leaves but not the forest. You may be seeing Goliath but not the God who is bigger than Goliath. You may be seeing the Anakim and not the promises of God. The people of Israel were so discouraged when they perceived wrongly. But when you perceive correctly, in some translations, Caleb says, "Who are these Anakim? They're just food for us." That is his perception. So he was not discouraged. God is interested in your feelings because he's interested to turn your perceptions around. It is possible to be always happy in the Lord. Think about it. Isn't that the minimum in salvation, at least? That this is the day that the Lord has made. And scriptures in the Psalms that say, "Delight yourself in the Lord." Says, learn to enjoy yourself in the Lord. That's what you do. That's what I'm doing now 3 times a day. I said, "Lord, now is my time to delight myself in you." When you delight yourself in the Lord, your perception changes. And finally, the Father God, as we saw here, has more than sufficient. And he says in verse 31, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad." Now he was correcting the perception. What was right and wrong was twisted in the older brother. He corrected it now. But he says, "You are always with me, and all that I have is yours." And our Heavenly Father paid a cost to love us. Love is free, but it's not cheap. It cost the Father, this Father in the prodigal sons, half of his inheritance to change the younger son to be a better son. But what is that to the Father? He has more. It was costly to love. And love will cost. When the Father loves us, it costs him his son. When Jesus loves us, it costs us his life. when Paul says that he went to preach the gospel because this love that constrained, the love of God constrained him, it cost Paul his entire life. The love that the Father showed us has a cost factor, a great cost factor. As long as we appreciate that it's not possible, you can give without loving. 1 Corinthians 13. All your goods to the poor and your body to be burned, but have not love. But you cannot love without giving. You cannot love without it willingness that it costs you to love. It may cost you time, it costs you whatever to love. Why do you think God says of David that he is a man after my heart? Because when David loved God, he was prepared that it would cost him to love God. And one of the finest moments that it was expressed was when Israel was being judged, and David had fasted 3 days together with them for God to turn the plague. And finally, when the angel stopped the plague, David wanted to build an altar to the Lord right there and then. And it was in a field of this one of these Israelite citizens. And this Israelite loved David and said, David, you can have it. Just build an altar to the Lord. You can have this place. But David says, I will not offer to the Lord a sacrifice that costs me nothing. If I want to love the Lord, I'm prepared to pay the cost to love the Lord. That's a man after God's heart. Our Father has loved us. And now we turn around and say, do you love the Father? Do you love the Father? Do you love Father God? What are you prepared to do to show your love to Him? Get up regularly every morning to pray an hour. Pray 3 times a day. Spend an hour before you sleep with Him. Worship Him at a certain set time. What would it cost you? Your time? Your money? Your talent? Remember, you cannot love without it costing you back something. And if it begins to cost you, there comes the other phrase, you can never outgive God. Because when it comes back rolling to you, there is more than sufficient. Let's pray.